Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Saldway, PhD in nutrition. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I've been educating people in the area of nutrition for many, many years. I started laughing when I say that because I can remember sitting in class in high school, and one of my friends, I was a guard on our football team, and he was a tackle, and I'm in the back of the room writing out his diet for him. You know, and okay, you got to eat more cottage cheese, and you got to eat. Back then we thought protein, protein, protein. And I was telling him how to put on some muscle and stuff. I was also a weightlifting coach for the high school. So I probably didn't know what the heck I was talking about then, but it was the best information I had. But I've been at this so many years. And I was also the educator for network marketing companies. Back when people used to hand out cassettes, they used to stick me in front of a microphone and someone would ask me to explain how their products work. So I just fell in love with nutrition and exercise at a very young age and been studying this and went on to get a PhD in it. But it's just been part of me. And now what I thought was considered sort of out there and sort of weird, hey, this kid is into nutrition. I can remember a friend of mine's older sister looking down her nose at me because I didn't want to get drunk with him and said, "What's wrong? Are you worried you're going to hurt your body?" And I wanted to tell her, no, but I didn't want to screw up my mind. I've seen the effects of alcohol on people, and I really wasn't into drinking. When all my buddies were getting drunk in high school, I was the designated driver at a young age. And so, there's not much to do in a small Oklahoma town. So them getting drunk was one of the things. So I'd end up being the one driving them around. So anyway, been at this many, many years. And there's a lot of things we can take on a daily basis. It's not necessarily supplements. You can do it in the way of supplements, but it doesn't always have to be in the form of supplements. For instance, I mentioned this on my other show, and I do a show in Oklahoma City that plays on Sunday at 1 o'clock and on KTOK at AM 1000. And I mentioned just briefly that ECGC, an ingredient found inside of green tea, has some interesting research against lung cancer. I think that's fabulous. Now, you don't want to just take a ton of green tea, but I usually have a large glass of green tea every day. Too much green tea might be a little bit much for the liver to deal with, but some green tea every day, very healthy. It's also very effective on Alzheimer's, believe it or not. There's studies I've read where they believe that it unravels the neurons as they get curl up and the plaque builds up. It helps remove that, stimulate the immune system inside the brain to clean up the plaque. But they know whatever that people that drink green tea on a regular basis have very low levels of heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's and dementia. And they believe ECGC is one of the things. There's also theanine in green tea that calms the mind but increases alpha brainwaves. And alpha brainwaves is really the brainwave frequency that you have a lot of your creativity. The dream wave, the REM movement that happens within the alpha range. But just daydreaming, thinking about something, trying to solve a problem and sort of glancing up. If you glance up, you have a tendency to trigger alpha waves. And that is where a lot of your insight to those flashes of, oh, that's how you solve that problem. Oh, that's what I was trying to remember. That's usually happens within the alpha frequency. And you can learn through meditation, biofeedback, a lot of different little tricks on producing more alpha waves. And I used to teach that years ago. Now, another thing you can take is broccoli, especially broccoli sprouts. It's very important for women because it's shown the cellophane in to be very good against breast cancer. So we need to know the nutritional things out there. Now, we talk a lot about resveratrol and all the benefits it has, but you can't get enough resveratrol by drinking wine. If you did try to get it that way, you'd probably have an alcohol problem. So I always recommend supplements of resveratrol, even though they believe that, you know, they first started wondering what was going on in societies that drink red wine with their meals, but they were doing a lot of other stuff too. The kind of olive oil they have in Mediterranean areas is not the kind of olive oil that we have here most of the time. It's actually a little bitter, very, very highly concentrated, is not diluted with things like canola oil and some of these other oils. That they even refer to the olive oil industry as being mafia olive oil. That 80% of the olive oil out there has really been diluted and sometimes is not even olive oil. Or it's so poor, it's not something you want to take internally. So you have to get good, high-quality olive oil. And I need to do a show. I need to find out which one's really doing it right. I usually think Bragg's, the same ones that make the great apple cider vinegar, I know they're going to do it right. And some of the other companies I think will do it right. Spectrum probably does it right. But a lot of the companies are getting something that, yeah, it tastes like olive oil, but it's not really the high-quality olive oil. That has all the benefits, because olive oil itself is very, very anti-inflammatory. So the resveratrol that I was talking about, now at high dosages of resveratrol, which I used to always say you only need 40 milligrams of resveratrol, and getting too high, getting over 200 can be a problem. And yet they're showing that 250 to 500 milligrams of resveratrol, it increases blood flow to the brain. And it increases the blood volume of the brain. As you get older, your major organs shrink. They dehydrate, literally. But the blood flow goes down. The things that increase that, I've seen good research on colostrum, because it's not colostrum so much, but what's in colostrum, the IGF-1 and IGF-2, is what HGH, human growth hormone, stimulates after you fall asleep. You know, after you've gone into a deep sleep right after the first hour and a half sleep, within that range there's a pulsation of HGH out of the pituitary gland, and that releases IGF-1. IGF-1 regenerates the organs and the body, the brain, the heart, everything. There was a study done by Daniel Rudman and his group at Wisconsin University, I think 1990, where they gave people HGH shots. And the people were 60 to 83, 85, something like that, right in that range. And they literally said within 3 months, they took 10 to 20 years off their biological age. They were 10 to 20 years younger. They'd put on 8% muscle, lost about 12% body fat. Their wives saying the men had a lot stronger libido. They just become more youthful. And that's what started all this HGH stuff with people take secretagogues, which are usually glutamine and arginine and some of these different amino acids that when taken before you go to sleep is supposed to stimulate the HGH, which works pretty good when you're young, but when you're young, you don't need it as much. Colostrum is a good way of getting that IGF-1 in the system. And Purdue even did research showing that it increases as it goes up. Now, I'll tell you another interesting little study. Glucosamine and chondroitin, that's been taken for a long time for joints. What it does, it holds fluid in the tendons and ligaments that they tend to dehydrate as well, and then they lose their elasticity and get brittle. Well, it shows a pretty significant reduction in mortality for people taking those over a 5-year period. And it's not what the people normally take it for. I mean, you take the antioxidants to cut down on aging, but they're finding that. But the fluid held inside the ligaments throughout in the tissue that binds everything together and your in lining of your blood vessels, maybe it affects that as well. But for whatever reason, chondroitin and glucosamine really cut down on the aging process. And I thought that was quite interesting. And you need to be aware of that. That resveratrol, what I was talking about, increasing blood flow to the brain. So these are things that we take and we sort of forget about all the things they can do. But when you're taking broccoli itself can be good for you. But broccoli sprouts is where you really want it. And you got to be sure it says organic. are the sulfanes that are anti-cancer never develop because they don't need to. They're there to defend the plant, and pesticides and stuff and HMOs already do the job for them so that it never develops. It has to be organic to get the power out of it. Folks, we'll be right back. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
They can do amazing things with genetics now. They swab the inside of your mouth, and they can get a profile of your chromosomes, and they know whether you have a family history of different kinds of cancers. And if you've had any cancer in your family, and if you have a PPO and you have the B form of Medicare, it's no out-of-pocket cost. To find out more about it, get a hold of me at DSolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, can't spell my own name, 21@gmail.com. Get a hold of me at DSolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. So I really appreciate you being with me. And I have one of my favorite guests, Stu Tomp, with me. And Stu has been educating us on CBD oil. Their company is the top in the world, I think, but at least top in the country. It's called CV Sciences. CV Sciences. And right now what you'll find in the stores is Plus CBD oil. But there's different ones for different purposes. There's a gold, green, red, and paste and different other things with it. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. And things are changing in the industry, aren't they?
Wow. As fast or faster than about anything I have ever seen. And we are happy, very happy here at CV Sciences, that Donald Trump, President Trump, passed the Farm Bill with the support of the leadership and Mitch McConnell's great work down in Kentucky. And the passing of the Farm Bill is a giant step forward for true agricultural hemp products. However, Doc, the thing I wanted to bring up today with your audience is the misunderstanding between what a hemp product is and what a marijuana product is now that the DEA is out of the way. Now that hemp is an agricultural crop, now that hemp is lawful and legal in the United States of America, what comes next with the Food and Drug Administration? So I'm sure you've seen, Dr. Dan, not a lot of these hemp CBD companies have been prepared or have been talking about what's next after the Farm Bill. Have you noticed that?
No, I hadn't thought about it. I just knew, I really get most of my education on hemp from you. And so I knew that the Farm Bill passed, but I didn't know how it was affecting other people.
Well, it was really exciting because it looked like it's the opening of the whole market, which is true if you're a farmer. What do I mean by that? This is about growing agricultural hemp outside to replace tobacco, to be more profitable than soybean or corn, which we don't need more of in this country, and we're always subsidizing those crops anyway. So I think there's a little misunderstanding. CBD was not liberated from the Controlled Substance Act. No, CBD is an approved pharmaceutical drug for treatment-resistant epilepsy. What was liberated from the Controlled Substance Act is the actual hemp plant itself. Now, most people don't know this. Did you know that true fiber food hemp has only about 1% CBD naturally occurring in the plant and 99% plant material? Were you aware of that?
I think you and I went over that probably a few years ago. I think you educated me on that.
But it's forgotten. What I
yes.
just said was interesting. The hemp protein that you first started eating years ago, mm-hmm. what was Manitoba Harvest or Nutiva, all those years ago, where you used hemp protein, hemp seed oil, Most people don't know, Doc, our product, plus CBD oil, is made from a food fiber agricultural hemp plant. And now that the DEA is out of the way, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they will be looking for responsible companies like CV Sciences with a safe, effective, proven product like Plus CBD oil. So things are changing.
Okay.
CBD was not liberated. Hemp was liberated.
So if I have, what, 100 pounds of the brush, the hemp plant, dried, I squeeze out only 1 pound of oil?
Oh, no, no. I was saying if you actually look at a dried hemp leaf and you test it, only 1% of its total makeup is CBD. The other 99% of that hemp plant would be the fatty acids and the sterols.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where in marijuana, they can get 30, 40% CBD. And you don't sell that in a health food store. That's a botanical product. You sell that in a dispensary, and that's still controlled, and that's still federally illegal. Even if it has low THC, a pot plant is different than a fiber agricultural food farming operation, which happens with overalls and dirt, not with a greenhouse and clippers. Got it?
Okay. Okay. I got you. I got you. I'm big on farmers now.
So. I'm big on farmers, though. This whole thing was about. No, we're really big on farmers because that's what this was about. This was about bringing an agricultural crop in, that never existed before, adding a new staple. So just like we talked about this being a big deal, the liberation of hemp, right? You've got the Constitution. You've got the pyramids. You've got the Great Wall of China. This addition of hemp as a building material alternative to plastic, as a medicine, as a fiber, as a way to make concrete without toxins, this is the biggest introduction economically to the world that we have had probably in our lifetimes, if not ever.
Huh.
Right? This is like the interweb. This is like the Gutenberg press. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows you shouldn't run around and buy some random CBD products. You don't know what they are. You don't know where they came from. You don't know if they're safe. You don't know if they're effective. And as soon as the FDA rules, and if you get online, you see the chatter, they're talking about it every day now. They're going to set three swim lanes, pharmaceutical, botanical, and agricultural. Our products, CV Sciences plus CBD oil products, are agricultural hemp made from certified agricultural hemp seeds.
Okay. Now, when it becomes agricultural, unless the farm is done in certain ways, as I understand, the hemp plant is really nature's a sponge for picking up all kinds of toxins out of the air and the ground and everything.
Well, you know, I heard that true. It's true, but so is kale. You know, yes, you have to be very careful to your point that you're growing it in clean land. And so just because you're growing hemp or cannabis in your backyard and you think it's safe and you think it's organic, you might not know that for sure until you test the product to see if it's toxicologically safe for human consumption. So we want people on guard, buyer beware, look for Plus CBD oil so you get it right. You have something that's lawful, something that's effective, something that's safe.
People don't realize how important it is that the plant is safe. Because too many people have come on the market. That's why a company that does $50 million a year in this and goes through all the testing, has the lab, has the all the facility to really do it right and control things is very important to the individual. And it should be because, as I said earlier, it is a sponge. It has to be grown right. It's wonderful in that regard, being a sponge, because you could have an oil spill and it can clean it up for you. Mushrooms can do the same thing, but it is fantastic. Now, Stu, there are CV Sciences, the plus CBD oils. I sometimes said it wrong. What are the colors? What do the color labels mean versus how they function in the body?
Well, the first thing, doctor, is you really didn't and have never gotten it wrong because we're still learning which type of cannabinoid, which ratio is most appropriate for which condition. So in general, the high CBD, low THC hemp extracts support a healthy inflammatory response, a healthy stress response, and a healthy pain response. Now, individuality and personalization is the name of the game, which means you, the consumer, you need to find out if our red label product works best for you, if our green label product is perhaps better, or the gold that I always talk about, if the gold is appropriate. And the reason I say that, Doc, is gold is the most concentrated product that we have. It's for pain. It's for pain.
Oh.
It's for treatment-resistant conditions. And it might be too much. It might be too much right away. So our red product is for inflammation. The green product is for stress. The gold product is for pain. However, they all support a healthy stress response, inflammatory response, or pain response. If you have a backache, red label. You've got a stress, like he's giving you a headache, but you don't really have a headache. It's just a stress-creating situation, green. And if you have a horrible headache or you're in tremendous pain, then go for the gold.
Okay, that's good, because I was dealing with a little bit of back issue. And so I always start off the morning with one or two golds, and then I'll spray some of the green in my mouth sometimes. It's not like the taste of that peppermint oil. But anyway.
But did you notice how that those gold, that it elevates your brain, that it seems to make your brain more effective?
Yes. That's why I used it this morning. I need every neuron firing the way it should.
Yes. Wait. You heard what Dr. Dan said? You need every neuron firing. Our gold product plus CBD oil rescues neurons. If you don't want brain damage, you ever heard people that are brain dead?
Mm-hmm.
Those neurons die. They don't come back. Rescue neurons. Make new connections. Dump bad information. Make better connections. Upgrade your network. Find some courage and some strength, and you'll be empowered with plus CBD oil.
And what it does, I believe, is excited toxins is one of the things that kill nerves, that overactivates them, like NutraSweet, aspartame. But it calms that. It buffers it so it can't destroy itself by being overactive. Stu, thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it, buddy, and I want to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Doctor.
If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. I want to tell you about the PGX test. The PGX test, like the cancer test, they can look at your chromosomes now with that swabbing the inside of your mouth, a very easy thing to do, and know how you metabolize drugs. What you handle in the way of drugs may be different than I. You may not metabolize it very well, and it means it becomes toxic to your system, or it may be perfect for you, or you may metabolize it so fast it will do nothing for you. Get a hold of me at dsolloway, dsollowy21 at gmail.com, and let's see if we can get that done with no out-of-pocket cost. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You've been listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I want to continue on giving you a variety of different little tips and things to be aware of. For instance, now chromium picolinate and there's polyniconate. Polyniconate looks like it's better, but it's really picolinate on an oral level. If you're doing an IV, polyniconate works better. But chromium, you don't have to take a lot of chromium. About 1,000 micrograms is plenty. And then vitamin E, and there's different forms of vitamin E, so you want to get one that has the full range of the gamma and the alphas and delta forms of vitamin E. And vitamin C, all this helps decrease insulin resistance, which, of course, is a precursor to diabetes. And diabetes brings on heart disease, and it can bring on Alzheimer's. It can bring on ED problems. It can bring in obesity and all these different things associated. So you really want to get smart about different ways to hold it. Now, if we're talking about diabetes, when people do nutritional counseling with me, one of the things I always recommend is alpha-lipoic acid, about 600 milligrams before each meal, along with R-lipoic acid twice a day. Alpha-lipoic acid brings down the high spikes of blood sugar. It helps normalize that. But it only lasts about an hour and a half, 2 hours. R-lipoic acid, its cousin, it lasts for 12 hours in the body. And so you got to be, I think, a combination of the two works well. And then cinnamon, you can buy the right kind of cinnamon in almost any healthy store for blood sugar. It cleans the receptor sites, so the insulin can interact with the receptor sites and transport the sugar into the cells and be burned inside the mitochondria. Very, very effective. Fenugreek, also very effective. And a lot of times you'll buy these in different companies will put them together, blood sugar nutrients. Now, you need to be aware of, though, and I'll be talking more about it, the Fox products, the Fox Legacy, they're combining things together, the oils and their performance. They've seen some astonishing effects on people's blood sugar starting to normalize. And this is really, really important. I mean, one lady, they didn't design the products for this purpose, but they had different people saying, I remember one lady's blood sugar was, A1C was 11.5, and after so many months, it came down to 5.4. Another man that was 11, and he still ate bad, it came down to about 7.2, I believe. So those case studies got their attention on different when different people started reporting. So they're increasing the things that are really good for that. Black seed oil, fantastic for blood sugar. And so they're increasing the stuff and really trying to come up with a product that help people in that regard, help their body and do what it needs to do to balance it. And probably one of the reasons it does this, these products are really great at helping the body build more mitochondria and increase the mitochondria. And mitochondria is the secret to utilizing blood sugar. It's really effective in balancing it, but probably the most important thing is how you eat. You know, we've gone through transitions. I remember when I first started radio back in, probably wasn't 97, but I've been on for a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years. In fact, Mike was with me in the very beginning. I had Dr. Atkins on. And that was a thrill for me because Atkins was probably the most well-known name at the time. And him and I had a good time talking because I had really read a lot of research on low-carb diet. And before I started radio, I was going, oh, no, you shouldn't do that diet. And then I realized all the different things that a low-carb diet would do for you. And then the research started coming out more and more from Colorado University on the paleo diet, which is really a low-carb diet, not as low as Atkins starts off. And so people started talking about the paleo diet. And then there were other authors I had on, like I had Barry Sears that did the zone diet, but then I had on the Ease, Dan and Mary Dan Ease and Dan Ease, the two doctors. And we talked about that, and I really enjoyed the interviews, and they were great. They had protein power. Well, now it's shifted. It's shifted over to the keto diet. The keto diet is a lower protein than what Dr. Atkins and the paleo diet, much more lower than the paleo diet. And it's also lower than, any low-carb diet. It usually uses a lot of protein. The problem is too much protein, more protein you can utilize, does two things. It triggers a pathway called the mTOR pathway that can be carcinogenic to the body. It's strange, though, pea protein, some of the vegetable proteins, doesn't stimulate, but meat protein does, and I like meat protein, but it does stimulate. But the other thing is when you get more protein than you need, it can become sugar in the body and it can be just as bad as taking too many carbs or just about as bad. So they're telling you to have 10 to 20% of your calories in, or 30% of your calories in protein, less than that, and only 10% in carbohydrates. You can have a lot of carbohydrates, but they aren't going to have hardly any starch or sugar. You know, we're talking about lettuce, celery, maybe some peppers, different things like that. You make a great salad and add a little chicken to it and olive oil and Bragg's vinegar and have a really good filling meal. A few onions and things like that thrown in there, and you have a lot of variety, a lot of antioxidants, and fill that in. And so you don't starve yourself. But the thing you load up on is coconut oil, spoon in a couple teaspoons of coconut oil a day. And if you had something like memory problems, you might do that 4 or 5 times a day. Like the one man that got turned around from Alzheimer's by doing that 5 tablespoons a day of coconut oil. Now, not everyone's going to have that response to it, but they go, "Woo, what's on this?" And what was going on is ketones produced by the coconut oil or by the MCT oil within the coconut oil is a fuel for the brain. And so Alzheimer's, they believe, is the third form of diabetes, when the brain cannot get the sugar in anymore, because when you overload the body with sugar, it's starting shutting down the way sugar getting into it, because too much sugar will destroy the cells. So it becomes resistance to that sugar. And after a while, it just becomes resistance even on a general low-carb diet. But if you go real low-carb and you increase the good fats and a lot of coconut oil, butter, olive oil, and I did say butter, not margarine, horrible for you, but butter, macadamia oil, eaten nuts, things of this sort. And then the most important is the omega-3 oils, the EPA, DHA. Speaking of that, Norit Natural has a memory product that is the combination of EPA, DHA, curcumin, and they also have huperzine in there, and phosphatidylserine. Phosphatidylserine calms the brain and helps build the membrane around the nerves. Very, very important, the myelin sheath, and calms them down, really helps with memory, and makes for a happier person. And then huperzine increases blood flow to the brain. And memory loss a lot of times is associated with the lack of blood flow, and the nerves start dying from the lack of oxygen. So they put that together. I got some from them, and I went, wow, I can really feel this. And I'm reading the box on it, and it says the curcumin mixed with omega-3 oil has a 65 times more absorption. That may be the best absorption solution. They're always trying to figure out how to get curcumin into the body because it doesn't absorb easily. It's very hard to absorb. You have to take a whole lot in the form of turmeric, usually, when people are using salad dressings and things like that, like they do in India or as sauces. But you have to take a lot. And even there, they simmer it with goat's milk, and the fats help deliver it. But it's a big crystal and doesn't go into the body easily. So this allows it to go in very, very well, mixing it with the EPA, DHA, probably DHA, to get it into the brain. Very important, folks. The one thing I sometimes forget, and yet this is what I was known around the world on when I did the Hydrotone, is the importance of exercise for the brain. Maybe the most important thing you can do. When you exercise, when you start taking stairs, when you start doing some squats around the house and going to the gym and getting on the treadmill or going for a walk, it's the time of year to go for a walk, that blood flow does a lot for the brain and also calms it. And so that may be your best solution. But you need to do all the things you can do to keep the brain young and youthful and sharp. Don't forget vitamin C. Brain uses 14 times more vitamin C than the rest of the body. Thank you, folks. Be right back. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best is by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. They can do amazing things with genetics now. They swab the inside of your mouth, and they can get a profile of your chromosomes, and they know whether you have a family history of different kinds of cancers. And if you've had any cancer in your family, and if you have a PPO and you have the B form of Medicare, it's no out-of-pocket cost. To find out more about it, get a hold of me at dsoloway.com. DSOLLOWAY, can't spell my own name, 21@gmail.com. Get a hold of me at DSOLLOWAY, DSOLLOWAY, 21@gmail.com. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I actually, one of the authors, primary author, one of the textbooks for International Sports Science Association, where we certified fitness experts around the country and around the world. And then I was invited to go to Japan because the exercise equipment that I invented, I had 11 patents in my exercise equipment and 22 foreign patents and some patents in other areas. I really have about 30 patent ideas I'm sitting on. I wish I had the money to do. But it's a lot harder than people think to get something to market. So anyway, when I went to Japan, and the first in the first group, we had advanced group and first group, we had 70 people. They had a huge swimming pool that wasn't very deep, that was owned by Tokyo Gas and Electric. And there's only one gas company in Japan. And so the president of that came and watched what I was doing, which I was a real honor to meet one of the top CEOs from Japan. Then I went to other really high-level, high-class fitness centers around Japan and we put on expos for them. And the next one, we had advanced group, so some of them were the same ones that went through the beginning, and some were doctors and physical therapists that went through the advanced. So we certified another 30 people. So in a 10-day period, in just that group, there was, I don't know, somewhere between 80 and 100 people certified. Wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. They couldn't have been nicer. They treated me like I was a rock star. But I would not want to be in that kind of spotlight all the time. There's something isolating about it where people make too big a deal out of you, and then you feel like they're not going to tell you when you do something stupid like they would to just anybody else. I think people that are extreme celebrities, there's a loneliness that goes with it. That's why they hang out with each other. They almost have to. So anyway, I haven't talked a lot about fitness, even though that was what I was known for internationally and nationally in the 80s when I was working with the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers and Mike Tyson and McEnroe and all these different people. That's what I was first known for, though I was also lecturing on nutrition. And then Dr. Hagelin heard me lecture and said, no, you need to be on radio. And this is not a visual medium, but there's some things I can teach you here. It's becoming common. They're even making the machines this way. I started teaching it in my exercise class that I teach at the Lighthouse Fitness Center. And the way we would do it is when your chest is underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. And I would have, at the end of my one-hour class of working all the different muscles from a wide variety of directions and movements and stuff to stabilize the joint and keep everything really strong, after we're done with that, some would stay late. We'd put a flotation belt on for another 10 minutes of exercise. And what we would do is we would, already warmed up, we would do a wind sprint as hard as we could for 45 seconds, rest for 15, and repeat that four times. Then we'd go as hard as we could for 30 seconds and rest 10. And then we'd go as hard as we could for 20 and rest 10. And then we would do a cool down. And reading I was doing that, it was a study I read about 10 years ago where they took bicyclers and they had one group of bicyclers bicycle for an hour at what they consider aerobic zone, which is about 70 to 75% of your maximum heartbeat, where you take 220, subtract your age, then take 75% of that. 85% or more is considered anaerobic, where that's where you're running a wind sprint as fast as you can. Well, they had one group of bicyclers do the bicycle at the 75% for an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. They had another group, and that study, by the way, lasted 22 weeks. It lasted 7 weeks longer than this other group. The other group only bicycled for 10 minutes, and here's how they did it. They did a 2-minute warm-up, Then they went as hard as they could for 20 seconds. Then they rest 10. Then as hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10. They did that for 6 minutes, and they cooled down for 2 minutes. Now, the one that went for 1 hour went for 7 weeks longer had a 9% improvement in aerobic capacity, which is very good. But the one that went for 10 minutes, and they only did it 3 days a week, and went for 10 minutes and it only lasted 15 weeks, they had a 14% aerobic capacity and had 143% more fat loss than the one that worked out for an hour. So I like adding that. Now you'll see some of the machines, the Norix, they'll have where they have you go up and then rest a little bit up. Well, they're doing the same thing I was teaching back then. There's two ways you work out. You can either work out long or you can work out hard. Both have their place. When you do endurance, and I think between the days you do want to do some endurance exercise, when you go hard, the heart muscle gets thicker and the actual muscle gets stronger. When you go long, the heart gets larger. But you want both qualities. But I don't believe in running marathons. Maybe the 5K and 10K, but when you beat your body up to run a marathon, you're really putting yourself in damage, and you're going to pay a price. The people that live the longest when they look at different sport activity are the swimmers, partly because they can swim till they're 90 years old. But you can't run till you're 90 years old very often, and your knees have usually gone, and your back has too. Bicyclers, there's wrecks and everything else. I had a pretty good wreck on a bicycle years ago. Swimming seems to be the best. And if you can do it with a pool without chlorine, even better. But when you exercise, the major key that a lot of people don't when they're lifting weights and stuff, you want to do enough reps, 6 to 10 reps, and the last two or three, you're barely moving. I mean, you're doing everything you can to move it. When I do push-ups and pull-ups, I may do, right now I'm doing 85 push-ups on the first one, but the last few, I'm doing everything I can to push them out. And then I'm jumping up and doing chin-ups. But I'm trying to squeeze out as many as I can, even if I have to jump up and fight it going down. That's the secret of recruiting new muscle fiber. We'll be right back, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day, make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks again. And by the way, if you don't know it, this is also podcast over on iHeart. If you go to iHeartRadio.com, and you'll find that I don't know how much time lapse between this show and when it's podcast, but there's a number of shows up there. And so when you go to the podcast, just put in Dan's Health Talks. There's not an apostrophe between the N and S, just Dan's Health Talks, and my shows will pop up. And so there's a number of ones. We haven't been doing it too long, but there's probably about 4 months or more of shows up there, and you'll find some I think really good. I'm pretty pleased with this. There was a period in there I had a respiratory thing going on, but as I got my voice back and got my energy back, I think the shows are working real well because I have more time to discuss ideas with you. So I want you to be aware of that. To check out the iHeart website and just click in podcast, you'll find other things in there that are really good as well. So you'll enjoy it. Now, you know, I was mentioned also about green tea. And one thing I forgot to talk about is, you know, like this, people that drink tea on a regular basis have a tendency to have thinner waist. Now, maybe people that drink tea are more health conscious. Maybe people that drink tea don't drink sodas, don't drink some are not doing these fancy coffees with all the cream and sugar in them. Maybe that's part of it. But it's probably also that green tea increases the metabolism. And so that is one of the reasons it's doing it. And it's the theanine sort of counterbalances what if you're drinking that much caffeine in coffee, you could get irritable, but less likely to get irritable. Now, I have found personally that I need to stop drinking green tea by 2 in the afternoon, or maybe 3 at the latest, usually 2 in the afternoon, or I won't sleep well. But my cousin and his wife has gotten into green tea, and she gives him a little green tea when he comes home from work. And he was teasing her and said, "You're doing this just to have me knock out." And so he can drink green tea when he gets home, and that green tea just puts him to sleep because of the theanine. He sleeps better. So you may find you can drink it in the evening and do real well with it. I'm pretty sensitive to caffeine, so I can drink it in the morning or before lunch or with lunch and do real well with it. But too late, I don't seem to sleep as well. Something to keep in mind. Now, one thing that we don't talk about enough, but it should be basic to all of you, and that's taking vitamin D3. And it's starting to catch on well, but for a long time, they really underestimated how much D3 we needed. They even had the decimal at the wrong point on a research and really messed things up. But I personally, I take 5 to 10,000 milligrams of D3, and I take it with MK7. I aim to take over 300 micrograms of MK7. The combination of those two, and if you do it with a high level of omega-3, like taking Noric Naturals Ultimate or a combination, what I'm doing right now, I'm taking two of the Noric Naturals Memory product with the curcumin in it, and then a little later in the day, I'm taking two of the Ultimate of the Noric Naturals omega-3. And so I'm really getting a lot of omega-3, and I try to eat salmon once or twice a week on top of that. Well, by doing all that, you're helping to remove the plaque out of the arteries. The other ingredient needed in that is magnesium. And I'm using bisglycinate magnesium, and I'm taking 400 to 600, 800 milligrams of bisglycinate. And you can get it inexpensive. It used to be very expensive because it's the best form of magnesium. So I'm using that to help remove the plaque out, and it does. The MK7 with D3 gradually breaks down the plaque and the calcium buildup and remove it and help the calcium go to where it's supposed to go, into the bones, work with the nerves, but not line the arteries so you end up having a stroke or heart attack. And so it should be very basic. But remember, you want the real study was done with 330 micrograms of MK7. MK7 is a form of vitamin K2. But vitamin K1, they don't want anyone that's on blood thinners to take that. But MK7 form of vitamin K2, not MK4, it didn't seem to work, and not just regular K2, but MK7 form, it really did a great job of pulling that calcium out of the arteries. So here's again, D3, 5,000 to 10,000. You need to get your D3 measured. Some of you may need less. You want your D3 to be around 70, pretty close to 70, at least 60, but around 70, and probably not more than 80 unless you're dealing with cancer, and then some people recommend that you get up close to 100. But that's what you're looking for in the D3. In the summertime, if you're running around with short sleeves or a tank top and shorts, you may not need as much D3 because the sunlight hitting you. So keep that in mind. But you may still need to supplement. We're not on the equator, and the further you live away from the equator, the more autoimmune diseases you have. And then the darker your skin is. Blacks that used to come from the equator area, when they moved north, a lot of diseases showed up that they wouldn't normally have. And so it's because of not getting enough vitamin D3. Remember this in the summertime. Your shadow has to be shorter than you are tall for the ray of light to stimulate D3 in the skin. That's a good rule of thumb. daylight savings time sort of throws that off. We used to say 2 hours on either side of noon was ideal for creating D3 in the body. But if your daylight savings time moves around, but just look at your shadow. If your shadow's starting to get long, that wavelength will not affect it. So folks, remember to listen to my radio show on iHeart. Just go to the iHeart and put in Dan's Health Talks. And I really thank you for being with. Tell your friends and family. I want to help as many people as we can. I really appreciate it, folks.